Tom, going to be some activity down in the nation's capital today as the House moves forward on the potential impeachment articles for President Trump. Let's get the latest, Tom. Let's start off the day with that. Bloomberg Government Senior Capitol Hill reporter Nancy Ognanovich joins us. Nancy, give us a sense of how today is going to unfold in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, good morning. Well, it really won't be until tonight. The House is coming into session around 7:30, so you're going to see this all play out between 7:30, 10:30 or so. And the House is going to take up a measure to try to force Vice President Mike Pence to talk with his cabinet and invoke the 25th Amendment to oust Trump. Now, this may pass, but there are no indications so far that Pence is going to do anything with the cabinet or what remains of the cabinet to remove Trump. So then tomorrow, Democrats are going to be ready to move on to take up this article of impeachment. It's a single article. And basically, what it's doing is the charges, incitement of insurrection, that the president willfully made statements that encouraged and foreseeably resulted in the riot at the Capitol and endangered the security of the United States and the functioning of government. And it looks like right now the votes are there. Besides Democrats being unified, there will be some Republicans who will vote along with that. And after that, we don't know what happens in the Senate. There's no indication right now that they'll take it up anytime soon.
So, Nancy, in theory, when the House sends articles of impeachment to the Senate is required under some time frame to take them up. I mean, I know there's a discussion here about taking them up immediately or perhaps waiting. How do you think this is going to play out, and who should we look towards for guidance?
Well, you're right about that. The House can hold that article of impeachment at the desk and not send it over to the Senate, giving Senate leaders time to calculate what they're going to do, or they could send it over immediately. So Senator Schumer, who's the incoming majority leader, was looking at using a resolution from several years ago to try to force a session very, very quickly. And it would only require him and Mitch McConnell to be there and not call back all the other members. But McConnell indicated he's not interested in that. So right now, we don't have evidence that we're going to have that emergency session in the Senate. McConnell said they should wait until after Biden is inaugurated. But a lot of people are very concerned that that's going to suck all the oxygen out of the room again and allow Biden's agenda, you know, just to sit on the back burner.
Nancy, when all this was going on, I was on the phone burning it up with Kevin Cerilli asking about Billy House and others of Bloomberg News. And, of course, we talked about you. More than anyone I know, you're connected with the staff of the Hill. How is the staff doing on this Tuesday morning?
Well, I'm glad you asked me about that because I've worked in the Capitol since way before 9-1-1. And like the staff people, even the reporters are very, very protective of the Capitol. And we're, for years, we're worried about an attack. But the attackers look different than we expected. And we were amazed at how the police were overwhelmed. Of course, ultimately, they were able to hold them off. But the staff people were very, very rattled, to say the least. And last week, Speaker Pelosi said, as members of Congress, we sign up for this. But the staff people didn't. These young people who work here who just wanted to get some exposure to public policy, they didn't sign up for this. They're very young, and what we saw in their faces, the kind of fear and so on,
right,
was very upsetting.
What's the challenge for Tim Ryan of Ohio, the 13th District, the gentleman from Youngstown? What's his challenge to corral the emotion?
To corral the emotion?
To get the staff back in order, to get the building back in order, to get the Capitol Police back in order. He's leading that charge for the Democrats. What's he need to do?
Well, I think there was a very strong signal the other night when both the House and the Senate came back and went right back to work. But what you're talking about is exactly right. They have to get focused right away on the next steps and investigating what went on. And Ryan is the chair of a subcommittee at Appropriations that oversees the police budget and is looking into what went wrong, because they have been piling more and more money into the budget for the police and the sergeant and the house sergeant at arms over the years, ever since the shooting at the baseball practice.
Yep.
They've been boosting the budgets for police, and it all failed, obviously.
Yeah. Hey, Nancy, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate your reporting. Nancy Agonimich, Bloomberg Government Senior Capitol Hill Reporter, joining us from Washington, D.C.